From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Secretary of State urges end to Qatar standoff. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it'll be difficult for Qatar to meet some of the demands that Saudi Arabia and three of its allies are making, but urged that they negotiate an end to the standoff. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA the demands from Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia are not a good idea.
They're really intended to create a situation where Qatar will not agree, and therefore it could possibly provide a justification to intervene. The trouble, though, is that at this moment, that particular region has one single power in place, which has influence and control over all of these actors, and that is the United States. And the United States quite clearly doesn't want things to be upset.
Four of Qatar's neighbors severed diplomatic links 2 weeks ago on grounds that Doha was fomenting terrorism in the region. Iraqi forces have pushed deeper into the heart of Mosul in their fight to retake from Islamic State militants. One Baghdad commander says 65% to 70% of the Mosul's old city has been liberated. Words just in that Iraqi troops have captured Mosul's Al-Faruq neighborhood in the northwestern side of the old city. They've taken it, of course, from Daesh, according to the military. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in the U.S., where today he will meet at the White House with President Trump. RAND Corporation scholar Rafiq Dosani says the two have areas of agreement, but they are quite different.
I don't think they could be further apart in terms of where they come from. Mr. Modi comes deeply from within a political machine. Mr. Trump is a genuine outsider to Washington. Mr. Modi is a genuine insider to Delhi.
Mr. Trump tweeted he was looking forward to discussing strategic issues with someone he called a true friend. This is VOA News.